Today's daf is Menaches daf Chavav, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. So Menaches daf Chavav, you could put an asterisk next to, in that it's one daf that's made up of about five lumbish sugyas. So obviously, we're not going to have the necessary time to be able to do what we should do, and as a result, we'll just do what we do. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, Nitmu Shiyareo. What happens if the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha became Tomei? Nisrafu Shiyareo. Or they were burnt. Avdu Shiyareo. They got lost. Bottom line is, the Kohen is doing the Avodas HaKmitza. He has the Kohenitz in his hand. He's doing the Hailacha. He's walking to the Mizbeach HaChitzain. And he notices that the Shiyareo Mincha are gone. Does that now make the mincha possible or not? Says the Mishnah, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Kamidas Rabbi Eliezer k'sheira, u'kamidas Rabbi Yeshua p'sula. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's okay, it's going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be possible. If this machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua sounds familiar, it's because it's come up many times in Masechta Zvachim and Menaches, most recently on Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Tesam and Aleph brought this machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, which we'll see is technically the topic of today's daf as well, or at least the first part of today's daf. Amar Rav, Rav said this, that Rabbi Yeshua says that nitma'u shiyareo is possible. That's only if it was nitma'u kol shiyareo. If all the shirayim is possible, avet mixes shiyareo, let's say only some of the shirayim became tamei, the halach is it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Kasoka, Daitach, Nitma'in, Avad Vasara Floy. The Gemara thought, just from being Medayik, what Rav said, that the only time Rav was making a distinction between all the Shirayim and some of the Shirayim was with regards to Nitma. But as it relates to Avud Vasarif, it makes no difference if all of the Shirayim were Avud Vasarif, or only Miktsas of the Shirayim are Avud Vasarif. Either way, the halacha would be, it would be possible. Again, the Mishnah said, Nitmu Shiyareo, Nisrafu Shiyareo, Avdu Shiyareo. According to Rabbi Eliezer Kshera, according to Rabbi Yeshua, comes Rav, and Rav says that when it comes to Nitmu Shiyareo, where Rabbi Yeshua says, possible, you know what it means? Nitmu Kol Shiyareo. But if it was only Nitmu Mikta Shiyareo, over there Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold its kosher. Meaning he's making a chiluk between all the Shirayim and some of the Shirayim. Very nice. But the Gemara's deik is the Rav only said it with regards to Nitmu Shiyareo. He didn't say it about Avud. He didn't say it about Zarif. And asks the Gemara, Manavshach, Maikasar, Ikasavar, Shirim Milsi, if he holds that as long as you have something, that's enough. I feel Avod Vasarif Nami. The Rav should have said his halacha even by Avod Vasarif. Meaning, if some of the Shirayim were Avod Vasarif, but you have some of the Shirayim, it should be kosher. Because Shira Milsi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enough that you have some of the Shirayim. And he could have a Shira Lav Milsi. And if Rabbi Yeshua holds that Shirayim is really not Milsi, that's Rav's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua. And it's for that reason, even if Miktsas would be Avod Vasarif, would be a problem, then how could Rav say, Nitmu Miktsas Shireo is kosher? So presumably, the teretz to that is going to be, v'nitma my time, what would be the difference between nitma shayareo versus nisrafu and avdu? It's probably the meratz tzitz. It's yesterday's daf. Because whenever you're dealing with a psul tuma in a carbon, you could always be makel based on the idea that the tzitz was meratz. But ihachi, if ritzoi tzitz works for nitmu miksa shayareo, then why doesn't it work for all the shirayim? Kol shayareo nami, says the gemara, lo'ilam kasava shira milsi. Really, Rav holds shira milsi, meaning Rav understood that when Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha, that if you don't have the shiyareo mincha, the carbon is possible, meant if you don't have any of it, meaning it's all gone, but if you have some of it, shiyura milsi, why then did Rav only say it by nitmu shiyareo? The Mishnah gave three cases. The Mishnah said nitmu shiyareo, nisrafu shiyareo, avdu shiyareo. In all three of those cases, Rav should have said it's only if all of the shirayim became tamei avad v'sarif. Why do you only say it by tamei who had the love of v'sarif? Says the Gemara, it's not a diak. Rav really meant avad v'sarif also. So why did he say nitmu? He was picking the ratio, the first case of the Mishnah. The first case that the Mishnah gave of Rabbi Yeshua's halacha was nitmu shiyareo. Comes along Rav and says, it's only if it was nitma all the shirayim, but if it was nitma some of the shirayim, you're not going to have that halacha. But of course, he didn't only mean nitmu. He meant nitma, he meant oven, he meant sarif. There's absolutely no difference. The point is, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, that if you don't have the shiyareo mincha, the mincha's pasul, is only true if you don't have any of it. It's all gone. But as long as you have some of it, it's going to be okay. It says the Gemara that in fact, this halacha of Rav is a brayso. So Kidatanya, Rabbi Shua says, Kol asvachin shebetoyrush and shtayim mem kizayis basar or kizayis chelav zar kizadah. Any carbon that has a kizayis of basar that was eaten, or kizayis of chelav, which is also basar, but it's the part of the meat that was put on the mizbeach. That's enough. You're allowed to do zrik chatz kizayis basar, chatz kizayis chelav. Let's say you only have a half a zayis basar or a half a zayis chelav. In zar kizadah. And even if you have a half a zayis basar and a half a zayis of chelav, you still can't do zrika. They're not mitzdarif. Because the half a zayis basar was eaten, the half a zayis chelav was put on the mizbeach. Uba oilaf was a carbon oilaf. Vilu kechatzi zayis basar, u kechatzi zayis chelav zayir kesedah. And the reason is because they were both not eaten. They were both put on the mizbeach. But neisha kula kol. Uba mincha. And if you're dealing with a zevach, and you want to know if you could do zrika, if there's the mincha, meaning there's no basar, there's no chelav, but there's the mincha, afilu kula kayemes, even the entire mincha, lo yizrik. You shouldn't do zrika. Frank Tigmar, mincha may avidite. We're talking about a zevach. Why are we mentioning mincha? Amar Papa, it's a mission the yitzrus here. Says the Gemara, minchas nesachim. We don't mean an ordinary mincha. We mean if this was a zevach that had a mincha that came along with it, certain zvachim, such as the carbon oil, had a mincha that came along. What happens, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you don't have any basa, you don't have any chela, but you have the minchas nesachim, the mincha that came along with the carbon, is that enough to say that you have something that's going on the mizbeach? Thus, you could do zrika. That's what Rabbi Yeshua added and said, ube mincha afilu kula kayemes. Even if you have the entire mincha, lo yizrak. What's the chiddush? Being that it comes along together with the zevach, I would think it should be like the zevach. Kamash mala, not that way. So, what's this brisa? This brisa is Rabbi Yeshua's halacha in the parallel case dealing with a zevach, meaning just like Rabbi Shua holds that if you don't have the shiare ha-mincha, you can't be makta the koimetz. Rabbi Shua holds when it comes to zvachim, if you don't have any basar or any chelev, you can't do the zrika, because zrika is to the carbon what aktaras ha-koimetz is to the mincha. And just like you need in the mincha that aktaras ha-koimetz, in addition to being meratza, should also be matter. Again, we've discussed this sheet with Rabbi Shua many times already. So you need shiare ha-mincha that it's being matter. So too, when it comes to a zevach, you need that the zrika should be matter something as well. So either it's being matter basa la-achila, or it's being matter chelav to go on the mizbeach. In the case where you have no basa, no chelav, it's not good. But Rabbi Shua is very, very clear. Rabbi Yeshua didn't say you need all the basar and all the chelav. Rabbi Yeshua said you need a kezias. If you have less than a kezias, that's when we run into issues. But if you have a kezias, that's enough. Meaning, what happens if some of it is gone, but not all of it? You have shiura, you have some. Is it milsi or lab milsi? It's a mefurish Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that when it comes to zvachim, shiura milsi. So if it's mefurish when it comes to zvachim, says Rab, the same is going to be true when it comes to menachas as well. So even though Rabbi Yeshua was soising when it came to Menachis, but he was mefarish when it came to Zvachim, and the principles are exactly the same. So Rabbi Yeshua holds you need the Zrika to be Matar, holds it's enough that it's be Matar Kezias. So too, Rabbi Yeshua that holds that you need the Haktaras HaKoimetz to be Matar, it's enough as long as it's being Matar, a Shir Chashuv, that in and of itself would be enough. The truth is, this halach of Rav is really a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That's the Sugya Menachis, Daf Tesam and Alf. We learned it together not so long ago. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. They argued Beshitas Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to Menachis. What would be if it was Nechzar, you're missing some of the Shirayim between the Kmitz and the Akhtar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds you need to have Shirayim. What happens if you're missing some of it? Is it okay or not? And there, it was a Machloikis. And the Gemara over here, Machzich Nish Visendi, from the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I mean, at first glance, you have two sugyas that are discussing the same exact halacha, both by Gedoyle Yamayiran, in Menachas Daf Tesam and Aleph, it was the Gedolei Amiram of Eretz Yisrael. It was Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Over here, it's the great Amir Rav, but the Gemara, the Sugis seem to not be talking to each other. I mean, these are two Sugis that are discussing the same thing. I saw in the Shiurim from David Soloveitchik Shlita, he's Taka Bahadur. He says, Vitzorich in Ktsas. Why is it that the Gemara over here doesn't even reference the fact that we discussed this not so long ago, and over there was a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Either way, so the Gemara had mentioned Bederech Agav that according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you have to have some basar in order for the Zrika to be kosher, it doesn't necessarily have to be basar l'achila, but as long as it's basar, even if it's basar that went on the mizbeach, such as the chelev, that too would be good. And the Gemara asks, "Mino ani mili?" Am Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Umati Babishum Rabbi Shmuel Ben Chananya Am Akrat Zunta. From the following pasuk, it says, "V'hikter hachelev l'reach nichayach l'Hashem." And Rashi says, "You really have to learn the pasuk right before that." It says, "V'zorak hakoyin es adam al mizbeach." Hashem lefnei oyel moed, and right after this zrika, the Torah mentions the hikter ha chelev. So you see from there, chelev afapisha ein basar, that for zrika it's enough that you have chelev. Rabbi Yeshua's halacha that you need flesh in order to be able to do the zrika. It's enough that there's going to be vashgachon chelev. Now that pasuk says clearly chelev, which literally translates as the fats. It's a part of the animal that went on the Mizbech. But it's not the only part of the animal that went on the Mizbech. There was the chelev, the yoiseres, and the shtei kloyos. Those are parts of the anatomy of the animal. So the Gemara's question is if the pasuk says chelev, maybe according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could do this zrika if you have basa that was eaten, and chelev. Maybe yoiseres and shtei kloyos not. Says the Gemara, it's not mashma that way though from Rabbi Yeshua. So the question then is minol. And how do you know that even yoiseres and shtei kloyos is enough to be able to do zrika? The Gemara says, and how do you know that? Meaning, where is it mashman Rabbi Yeshua? Because what did the Braisa say is not enough, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to be able to do Zrika? Mincha. Mincha, the Braisa said, afilu kulu kayem es lo yizrak. Is mashman mincha with the lo yizrak. Only if you have the mincha, you can't do this Zrika. Ha yeser shtei akla yis yizrak. Minolon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechin, nid dey yomad l'reach nichayach. It's learned from the words l'reach nichayach. We learn from there, kol shatam alo l'reach nichayach. Anything that's going to be l'reach nichayach, that's going to be okay. Bottom line is, you have two psukim that teach me, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you need basar in order to do zrika. It doesn't have to be basar l'achila. It could be basar that went on the mizbeach as well. On the one end, you have the pasuk that says, v'hikter ha-koyin es adam al mizbeach Hashem lifnei oyel moed v'hikter ha-chelev. That teaches me chelev is enough for zrika. It also says l'reach nichayach, and from l'reach nichayach we learn that anything that's oyel l'reach nichayach, meaning even the yoiseres and the shtei akloyos, that's considered enough basar to satisfy the requirement of Rabbi Yeshua of basar in order to be able to do this rika. Says the Gemara of Itzrak lemichtav chelv, Itzrak lemichtav. You need these two drashas, one for chelv, one l'reach nichayach, to explain Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Why? The ikas of chelv had we only have chelv havam in chelv in yoseres shtei akloyos loy, like the Gemara said. Had we only had the pasuk of chelv, I would have thought chelv is good, not yoseres shtei akloyos. Kas rachman l'reach nichayach, vikas rachman l'reach nichayach havam in afilu mincha. Had it said reach nichayach, I would have thought even the minchas nesachim was oyel l'reach nichayach. So if the minchas nesachim was oyel l'reach nichayach, maybe that should be enough for Rabbi Yeshua Shita as well. Kas rachman l'chelv, that's why the Torah wrote chelv. That no, it has to be something that's part of the carbon, not the mincha, which only came together with the carbon exhale. So the bottom line is that this is just another place in Shas where we have a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, we know that the zrika of a carbon's primary purpose was to accomplish what the carbon was supposed to accomplish. The zrika was the meratza. Shchita kabbalah hilacha, and the climax was the zrika. So if somebody was chayv to bring a carbon, he hands the carbon over to the kayin. If the kayin does the zrika and all the necessary prerequisites to the zrika, then the person got kapar. If the kohen didn't do the zrika, he could do the nicest and the shenster shchita kabbalah and haylacha. And then the haktar. The zrika is what it all hinged on. When it comes to a mincha, the haktaras hakoimetz was bimakoim. It was the equivalent thereof of the zrika. So the primary purpose of the zrika and the primary purpose of the haktaras hakoimetz was to be meratz. In addition, there was a secondary function of zrika and a secondary function of haktaras hakoimetz, and that is that the zrika was matter certain things that had been previously beyoser. The haktaras hakoimetz was also matter. What was the zrika matter? Basar la'achila and the basar that went on the mizbech. What was the haktaras hakoimetz matter? The shiari hamincha la'achila. Those were also functions of the zrika, functions of the haktar. Rabbi Yeshua says a chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua says that the only time that the zrika could be mechaper is if it's also being matar. The only time the haktaras hakoimetz could be mechaper is if it's also being matar. And as a result, time is Rabbi Yeshua, if I don't have any bas or l'achila, I don't have any chelev or yeseres or shtei hakloyos l'haktar, if I don't have any shari hamincha l'achila, that means the dam and the koimitz respectively are not being matter. If they're not being matter, they are possible. The Ezra says, no. Well, what does one have to do with the other? It's very nice that as a secondary function, this rika is also a matter, and the haktaras hakoimetz is also a matter, but its primary function is to be meratza. And it doesn't need basar to be meratza. It doesn't need shari hamincha to be meratza. It doesn't need chalavim to be meratza. And as a result, the halacha is that it's going to be, okay, the Rambam, as you would expect, paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, because whenever there's machlokes, it's Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is shamuti. But we spoke out earlier in the mespechta, we spoke it out at the time as part of a longer shtickle, so it was a little bit derech agav, that there's a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, Perek Aleph, Halach Lamed Aleph, when he brings Shittas Rabbi Yeshua in the context of a carbon, says the Rambam, Nishar Pachas Mikazayas, I'm skipping to the end, after he brings Rabbi Yeshua's Halacha, he says, if all you have is less than a Kazayas, Lo Yisraik, you can't do Zrika. The Im Zarak, if you did do this Zrika, Lo Yhortza. Meaning, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, that you have to have Basar, and I'm in Basar in Dam. Not just that, if you did Zrika without there being a Basar, says the Rambam, Lo Yhortza. The problem is that the Rambam in Psuli HaMikdashim, so it's the same Chelik in Rambam, Perik Yud Aleph, not Perik Aleph, and the Halacha Chav, over there the Rambam paskins, again like Rabbi Yeshua, this time in the context of a Mincha. And says the Rambam, Komet says a Mincha, if the Kohen did Kmitza, the Achar Kach Nit Me'ushi Yoreh Kulon, Oy Nisrafu, Oy Yotzu Chutz La'azara, Oy Avdu, Lo Yakter HaKohenetz. Says the Rambam, in Hikter, what if the Kohen went ahead and he did the Akhtara? Hurtza, he gets Ritzoy. Fake the Lacha Mishnah and all the noise. Everybody asks the Kasha. It's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yeshua. That part is consistent. But where the steer is what happens b'di'evet if the Kohen went and did the Zriko or he did the Haktara. When it comes to the Zriko, the Rambam says b'di'evet loy Hortza. When it comes to the Haktara, over there the Rambam says that b'di'evet it's going to be Hortza. So we spoke out a Teretz Nifla for Reb Chaim Briska that I believe bears repeating. And that is, Reb Chaim said that it's mavur in the Rambam in many places. We know that the Dalet Avodos of the Mincha correlated to the Dalet Avodos Adam. So that the Kmitza correlated to the Shechita and taking the Kohenetz, put it into a Klisharis, that's going to be the next part of the Daf, correlates to the Avodos HaKabbalah, Hoylocha, Hoylocha, and then being Makta the Kohenetz correlated to the Zrika. But in the Rambam it's Mavur, that really the Akhtaris HaKohenetz served two functions. The Akhtaris HaKohenetz was Bimokim the Zrika Sadam of a Zevach. It was also Bimokim the Akhtaris Emurim of an ordinary Zevach. Meaning, where were the Emurim? In the Mincha. There's no Emurim in the Mincha. Says the Rambam in many places that the Akhtaras, HaKoymetz, and the Levoyin for that matter, mirrored the Haktaras Emurim. So essentially, in the Akhtaras HaKoymetz, there were two Avoidas. It was one, Achash Yishtayim. There was the Zrika, and there was also the Akhtaras Emurim. If that's the case, said Reb Chaim, every single time the Kohen has the Kohenetz and is about to, he turns around and he sees, what happened to the Shirayim? Nitmu Shirayim, our Mishnah. Nisrafu Shirayim, Abdu Shirayim. I have no Basar. I have no Shirayim Mincha. I don't have any flesh of this carbon. Says Reb Chaim, it's not true. Because obviously the Kohen's holding the Kohenetz. If he's not holding the Kohenetz, we're not having this conversation. There's nothing to ask the Rav. The Shailus, can I be mocked to the Koimitz? So obviously there's a Koimitz over here. To the extent there's a Koimitz, there's a Murim. If there's a Murim, then there's always going to be Basar. So Reb Chaim said that although it's true that Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha when it comes to the Mincha, but it's not on the same level as it is when it comes to a Zevach. Because by Zvachim, it's possible to have Ein Basar. Because the dam doesn't represent Basar. So the Koimitz has the dam. It's in a Klisharis. He's about to do the Zrika. He turns around. I have no Basar. I don't have a kazayis of basa, I don't have chelev, I don't have yoserish, I don't have anything. So as a result, yesh lachgar, ain't basar, ain't dam, yesh. So that's machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And in that case, where it's possible that there's absolutely no basar, the Rambam paskins that b'di'evet lo yhortza. But the Rambam understood that even though it's true, Rabbi Yeshua said as halacha with regards to a mincha, but it can't be on the same level. The reason it can't be on the same level is because there's no such thing as ain't basar when it comes to a mincha. Because the kaimitz itself represents basar. It represents the emurif. Because the akhtaris is b'makim d'zrika sadam and akhtar seimurim. So it's always going to be yesh basar. If it's always going to be yesh basar, then how do you have Rabbi Yeshua shita? Now, Rabbi Yeshua said it's halacha by mincha. But at the same time, the Rambam held that there's a mitigating factor. This svara. And as a result, although Rabbi Yeshua's halacha applies, but it's only going to apply on a likatchila level, but b'di'eved hortzah. The question is manavshach. If it applies, it applies. If it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. So we can talk about that offline. It's beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. We have another four Lamdisha Gemaras to learn together. Either way, Zakhti Mishnah Vaita, Shalei B'Klisharis, Pasol. And the way Rashi explains Shalei B'Klisharis, although we'll see it's a Machlokes HaMeiram in the Gemara, but Pashup Shat Shalei B'Klisharis means, what happens if a Kohen did the Kmitza and he didn't put the Kohenetz into a Klisharis? So the setup of the Mincha, by now we're somewhat familiar with, was the Kohen would take a Klisharis. In the Klisharis, he would put Tzoyles, Shemen, Levoina. He would pour oil three times. After the second time he did Belila, the third time was called Yitzika. It is Avoyda, it's not an Avoyda. Masnisa Doleika Reb Shimon. Right, so we've seen a lot of this already. Then the Kohen would do Kmitza. The Kmitza was done dafka from the Soilas and the Shemen. He couldn't get any Levoina in. In fact, if he got a little bit of Levoina in the Kmitza, it became a Kmitza Chasera. So that would be a problem. He would take the Koimitz after he did the Kmitza, put it in a Kli Shaaretz, which is the avoda that's the equivalent thereof of Kabbalah when it comes to Zvachim, walk the Kli Shaaretz in a Mizbeach, be makter it on the Mizbeach, which is b'makom the Zrika, we just spoke out, it's also b'makom the Akhtara as well. So what happens if the Kohen did the Kmitzah and he didn't put the Kohen that's into a Kli Shaaretz? He put it into a Kli Chayil, or better yet, he just walked the Kohen straight to the Mizbeach and he put it on the Mizbeach. Puzzle. It's a problem. You have to do the Kabbalah. Reb Shimon Machsher Hikter Kumtza Pamayim. What if a Kohen took the Kaimitz? It's completely unrelated halacha, and he did the Kmitzah, but he did it in two shots. First he was Machter half the Kaimitz, then he was Machter the other half of the Kaimitz. That, says the Mishnah, is going to be Kasher. But the first part of the Gemara's discussion of the Mishnah relates to the first part of the Mishnah. Again, Shaloibet Kli Shaaretz. If the Kohen took the Kohenetz and he didn't put it into a Kli Shaaretz, he did Halacha Haktara, but he skipped that step. He didn't put it into a Kli Shaaretz. Tanakama holds. Puzzle. Rav Shimon says, Kosh. I'm Rav Yehuda B'Rei Rav Chiya. My time is Rav Shimon. What's the Rav Shimon Amakra? It's learned from the following Puzzle. The Torah, when describing the Mincha, says, it's Kodesh Kodashami, it's Kechatos, and it's Ka'asham. What's this analogy between chatos and asham and manashach? Is it like a chatos or is it like, so pasha, it means it's kodesh kodashim, like a chatos and an asham, a kodesh kodashim. But the Gemara darshins bala oivda biyad, oivda biyamit. That Reb Shimon says that if the kohen wants to do the avoida of the mincha biyad, he could do it like the chatos. The chatos pnimi was done biyad. So the kohen would be the tavalet's boy, take his finger, and he would put the dam on the mizbech. He had to do it with his right hand, etzba yamin. It had to be done with his right hand, but the point is, it could be done biyad. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing when the Torah says that the mincha is like a chatas, that if he wants to use his hand, he could use his hand. However, it's like a chatas that requires the right hand. Bikli, if he wants to do the avodas hakoymetz with a kli, oivda, and b'smol, he can even do it with his left hand, kasha. What do you mean with your left hand? I thought avoda always has to be done with your right hand. So Reb Shimon l'shita, so Reb Shimon shita always is. Kibel b'smol is kasha, zarek b'smol is kasha. But the bottom line is, you want to know what the makar to shita's Reb Shimon is, because Reb Shimon held that the mincha is like a chatas and an asham. So it's true, it's like an asham, there is a din kli shaaretz, but at the same time, you don't have to use a kli shaaretz, because bol ivde biyad, ivde biyamin. There is a concept of doing it with your hand, which Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei Rabbi Chiya understood in Shitas Rabbi Shimon means you can bypass the second Kli Shaaretz. Can't bypass the first Kli Shaaretz, but you could bypass the second Kli Shaaretz. You could just do the entire Avodah with your Yad, just like the Chatos was done with your Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana says, Kibbutz comes up with Kli Shaaretz, Maleo Maktiroi, Afilu Behem Yonoi, Afilu Behem Mekeda. Rabbi Yana agrees with Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei Rabbi Chiya that Pshat and Rabbi Shimon is the way we're explaining it, that you can bypass the second Kli Shaaretz. But whereas Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei Rabbi Chiya said that it's learned that from a Pasuk, Kodesh Kedoshim Ikachatos, which has ramifications, because if it's like the chatas, it needs to be done with the right hand, just like the chatas had to be done with the right hand. Rav Yanai says, you can do it with your hand, but there's no din kechatas, meaning there's no halacha that it has to be done with your right hand. If you want, you can do it with your gartel, I'm not sure how that would happen, or with the makeda. The point is, do it however you want to do it. Take the koimitz with your hand, walk it to the mizbeach, and find a way to put it on the mizbeach. I don't care. But the point is, it doesn't have to be done with the right hand, dafka. Nachrim by Yitzchak, that's the third shita. How come Maida became Shetan Kiddush? No, even Reb Shimon is Maida that the Koimetz had to be put into a second Kli Shaaretz. What does Reb Shimon then hold? When he says Shaloi be Kli Shaaretz is kosher, it means that after it was put into the second Kli Shaaretz, do you have to take the Kli Shaaretz and put the Koimetz on the Mizbech directly from the Kli Shaaretz? Or could you take it out of the Kli Shaaretz with your hand and then put it onto the Mizbech? And that's the Machlokes of Shimon and Tanakhama. But everybody agrees, says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that the Koimetz after the Kmitza had to be put into a Kli Shaaretz. So the bottom line is we have a three-way Machlokes. We have a three-way machloikis, really shtayim shehin shloisha, a three-way machloikis as it relates to Shitas Rav Shimon and the Mishnah. The Mishnah said very ambiguously, Shaloi b'kli shoris posel, v'Rav Shimon machsha. What does that mean, Rav Shimon machsha? So Rav Yehuda B'Rei, Rav Chiya, and Rav Yanai both said, Rav Shimon machsha means you can bypass the second kli shoris. You never have to take the koimitz and put it into a second kli shoris. I mean, the koin could just walk the koimitz straight to the mizbech and put it on the mizbech. Stating that, there was a machloikis, Rav Yehuda B'Rei, Rav Chiya, and Rav Yanai, does it have to be done with the right hand or not? Really, Rav Chiya said that the makar that you don't need the second kli shoris is because the mincha is compared to the chatas. And just like the chatas wasn't put on the Mizbeach with a Kli Shaaretz, the Zrika was done with the Etzba of the Kohen. So too, there's a halacha that the Kmitza doesn't need a clear shoras either. The nafkamin is, it has to be al kopanim like a chatas, you have to use your right hand. Rav Yanai says that you don't need a clear shoras, and there's no halacha kechatas, and therefore you'd even be able to use your left hand. Rav Nachman Yitzchok is a completely different shita. He says, Avad Rav Shimon holds that the koimetz had to be put into a kli shoris. What then is Rav Shimon saying? Rav Shimon saying that after it was put into a kli shoris, he could take it out of the kli shoris and put it on the mizbeach. That's in contrast to the Chachamim, the Tanakam, and the Mishnah, who held that no, you couldn't do that. You had to take the koimetz from the kli shoris and you had to put it directly onto the mizbeach. Incidentally, Briskerov and Sefer has a whole arichos explaining shitas Rav Shimon according to Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiyos. It's a Briskerov and Sefer. It's a very lamdish piece. It's really posh pshat in this Gemara, at least in the Briskerov's world, this was Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. And really what he's grappling with, the Briskerov, is that why does Rav Shimon hold that if you're going to do the Avodah with your hand, it has to be done with the right hand? Rav Shimon's Shita throughout Zvachim and Menachos is Kibel B'Smoilas Kasher, Zarek B'Smoilas Kasher. And Pashat, Rav Shimon holds fundamentally Avodah doesn't have to be done with the right hand. I remember from Yeshiva, the rechta hand. So there's a Chashivas to the right hand. So if there's a Chashivas to the right hand, that's what the Chachamim hold. Avodah is supposed to be done with the right hand, right? There's always a Chashivas to the Yemincha Hashem, to the right hand. Rav Shimon holds not that way. Rav Shimon holds Avodah can be done with the small. But where there's a din that the Avodah is being done with the hand, as opposed to a kli shoris that you're only holding with your hand, there even Rav Shimon holds has to be done by Yemin, so there's a classic Briskerov. But either way, the Gemara now is going to ask questions on the respective Shitas Amayram, Beshitas Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara Meisvei, first Kashek, the Chalav and Vevarim, the Eitzim, the Chalav and Vevarim, the Shalom, that will put on the Mizvech, Bim Biyad, Bim Bekli, Bim Yemin, Bim Besmol, Ksher. Doesn't matter if you did it with your hand or with a keli, your right hand, your left hand. It's always going to be kosher. I mean, Daktaras Chalav and Meimurim, and Eitzim, there's no din of how you had to put it on the Mizvech. Just get it on the Mizvech and you're done. Koimetz, Vaktores, Vahalavoyno, so we need Koimetz. Shehelon, Bim Biyad, Bim Bekli, Bim Biyamin, Bim Besmol, Ksherim. The Koimetz that was put, whether it was Biyad or Bekli, Biyamin or Besmol, it's going to be kosher. Now, obviously, this is going according to Reb Shimon, says Rashi, because only Reb Shimon holds that you don't need a klisharis. And the kasha is, you see that it can even be put on with your left hand. So the two of the Rabbi, the Breid Rab Chiya, who said that even Reb Shimon, who holds Shalabi klisharis, is kosher, but at the very least, it has to be kachatas, it has to be with the right hand. Amalach Rabbi the Breid Rab Chiya, let's start them tani. The way you're supposed to read the Bryce is, Bein Biyad, Biyamin, Bikli, Bein Biyamin, Ben Bismal. You don't read it, Bein Biyad, Bein Bikli, Bein Biyamin, Ben Bismal. That would suggest that if you're using either your hand or a keli, it could be either with your right hand or your left hand. No. If it's with your hand, it has to be with your right hand. If it's with a keli, that's where it could be a min. Ubismal, Toshma, another kash. Come to Shalabi Klisharis. If the Kmitza was done not from a Klisharis, so then Braisa is going to say that according to some Tanom, it's kosher. Now, nobody holds that you could do kmitza not from a klisharis. So what it's going to have to mean is that the mincha was put into a klisharis, then it was transferred from a klisharis into another keli, and the kmitza was done from there. And that will be a chiddush, even though the kmitza is not being done from a klisharis, but as long as the mincha was previously in a klisharis, that would be okay. But that's not part of the part of the price that we're going to need anyways. So, come say shalem a klisharis. If the kmitza was done not from a klisharis, the kitsha, this is what we need, shalem a klisharis, but it was never put in, the kmitza was never put into a klisharis. The hell of a kitsha, shalem a klisharis, possible. Rav Lazar, Rav Shem, Machshire, Bematan Kli. That's not a problem. It's okay. So what's the kasha? You see clearly, Reb Shimon holds you don't have to put it into a klisharis. Who's it a kasha on? It's a kasha on Reb Nachman. Again, komtsoy shalei klisharis, v'kitsoy shalei b'klisharis. He never put the kaimitz into a klisharis. The Chachamim say pasul. That's obvious. And Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon both say it's kasha. So it's a riot to the first two shitas in the Gemara. It's a kasha on the third shita that Reb Shimon is moida that you have to put the kaimitz into a klisharis. He just said you don't have to be makter from a klisharis. So the Gemara says ema mimatan kli ve elach. The Braisa said at the end Reb Elazar Reb Shimon machshirim bimatan kli. The way you're supposed to read those words is Reb Elazar Reb Shimon machshirim mimatan kli. From the time that it was put in a keli, everything is kasha. I don't care how you get it onto the mizbeach. That's what Reb Shimon was saying. But he was never saying that you don't have to put it into a klisharis. Tashma, another kasha. Chachamim oimrim, koimetz ton klisharis. Ketzad. Koimetzoy mi klisharis. You do the kmitza from the klisharis. Umekadshoy bi klisharis. And then you're mekadshin in a klisharis. Umayloy umaktiroy bi klisharis. Reb Shimon says, kivitz comes up with the klisharis. Listen carefully. Once you do kmitza from the klisharis, mayloy umaktiroy shaloy bi klisharis. You don't need another klisharis. Vidayoy. And that's going to be enough. Says Beforish, Rav Shimon holds you don't need a second klisharis. Again, it's a kasha on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The Gemara says, Ema kivan shekamtsoi v'kitshoi b'klisharis, then it's mailer maktir v'daya. Okay, so we're inserting words, we're deleting words, we're editing words, but the point is we're mutching here. The Gemara's not sure how to make sense of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. These seem to be Beforish, the price is not that way. I mean, what does the price say? Once you do kmitza from a klisharis, you're done. Once you do kmitza from a klisharis and you put it in a klisharis, it's only then you're done. I hear tashma, komets b'yamino, alam de shabraisa. What if the kohen did kmitza with his right hand and also mismaili and put it into his left hand? Yachzali amino, put it back in your right hand. Meaning before you do the akhtara, get it back into your right hand. Bismaili v'chishev. What if the kohen had a machsheves pigle while it was in his left hand? Bein chutzlam kohen, bein chutzlam manoi, pasal v'ein b'karis. It's going to be possible, but it's not going to be karis. You can't have a machsheves pigle of karis when it's in the left hand of the coin. Chishev aleh chutzim koimai, pasal vein b'karis, chutzliz manu, pigle b'chayob anot, divir ablaz, Rab Shimon, divir ablaz, Rab Shimon. V'chachamim oim, v'chachamim hold, no. Kivon she nosnei l'smoil, once the coin puts the koimets from his right hand to his left hand, paslasoi matanasoi. At that point, the carbon becomes, the koimets becomes pasal. I mean, you can't just put it back into your right hand. It's possible. Once you take it from your right hand to your left, it's an issue. My time. Mishum debayi kedusha b'kli. Because what are you supposed to do with the koimetz after you do the kmitza? You're supposed to put it into a klisharis. V'kimen shenasu l'smoil, once the koim put it into his left hand, nasa kedam shenishma l'tzav rabbeim al ritzpah. It's as if the dam was nishbach. Zvachim daf chafei. What happens if the dam is nishbach between the Shechit and Kabbalah, it's possible. So the same is going to be true, say the Chachamim, if the Mincha, if the Koimetz is going to be Nishpach between the Kmitza and putting it into the Klisharis. Because the Kmitza parallels the Shechit and putting it into the Klisharis parallels the Kabbalah. So just like Nishpach Dam ala Ritzpah between Shechit and Kabbalah makes it possible, so too if the Koimetz ends up on the Ritzpah between the Kmitza and putting it into the Kli is going to make a puzzle. And what does Ritzpah mean? It doesn't mean the floor. It means it's not in the Klisharis. It was somewhere other than where it was supposed to be. I mean that Avoida has to be Yamin. So if it's anywhere other than the Yamin, it's going to be a problem. So Rav Shimon says that if you do the Kmitza with your right hand, then you put it into your left hand, just put it back into your right hand. What if you had a Machsheves pigle while it was in your left hand? Whatever. But just put it back in your right hand, and then you continue doing the Avoid. Chama say, no, once you went from your right to your left, you can't put it back in your right. Because putting it into your left is tantamount to Nishbach ala Ritzpah. And what's that locha? Nishbach mitzavr behem ala Ritzpah vas mishbos. But what do you see from here? Michal de Rosa, Reb Shimon, Leboy, Matan Kli. You see Reb Loz, Reb Shimon didn't have a problem with Nishbach. They had no issue that putting it from your right hand to your left hand creates a Nishbach. Why? Probably because there's no din Kabbalah when it comes to Mincha. Because you don't have to put it into a klishar. Tiyufta de Rav Nachman, tiyufta. Checkmate. There's no way to answer this kasha, says the Gemara. L'Rab Yehuda b'Rei d'Rab Chia misayei alei. By the way, according to Peter Rab Chia, you have a raya from this price. Huh? What's the raya? Because what did Rab Shimon hold? If you did kmitz with your right hand, you put it into your left hand, you have to put it back in your right hand. So you see that Rab Shimon, who doesn't hold, you need klisharis, but you have to at least make sure it's in your right hand. When you go to put it on the mizbeach, you need raya. What do you need your right hand for? The reason you need your right hand is because it's kechatos, that at the very least it needs yamin. Says the Gemara. So it's tiyuf to the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak for sure, because from the fact that there's no nishbach, when you put it from your right hand to your left hand, that's a raya, that there's no din kabbalah. That's tiyuf to the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who said Rav Shimon's moida this kabbalah, that you have to put it into a klisharis. You have a raya to Rav Yehuda, Rav Chia for sure, because you see that you have to get it back into your right hand. That was Rav Yehuda, Rav Chia. Says the Gemara, the Rav Yanai, lemet yavet tiyuf to bit. Is it a tiyuf to, according to Rav Yanai? Because Rav Yanai said you don't need your right hand. If you don't need your right hand, why are you putting it from your left? Right, Rav Yanai said you can put it on the mizbeach with your gartel. Okay, so gartel is like gara from your right hand or your left hand. So you see that you don't need your right hand. There's no din yamin. He didn't learn kechatos. So l'chura the brisa. So amalach Rav Yanai says, I hear. Yeah, you're right. I'm up gefrek from this brisa, but I have a brisa that supports me. I know the amri ketana de hekter for lav letzadim tani. Right in the beginning of the Gemara had brought a rice, a mesve on Rav Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Chia. What was the mesve? Hekter chalavim ve'ivarim ve'etzim shalom beim yad beim bekli beim yimei beim mismolk sheir. And then it said akoymitz vakteris v'alavayin shalom. Whether it's your hand or whether it was a kli, whether it was your right hand, whether it was a left hand. The Gemara says, oh, it's a mafurish of brisa that says that you could put it up with your left hand. And what did Rav Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Chia say? Let's start them, Ktani. No. The way you read it is, if it's your hand, you're right. If it's a keli, it could be either your right hand or your left hand. But the bottom line is the Gemara answered that it's Litzladim Tani. Rav Yana says, I'm not meshubah to learn Pshat in that brisa, Litzladim Tani. It's a tremendous leichet. So it's true, you found a brisa that's not like me, but I have a brisa that is like me. That brisa that was a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia is the raya to me, so that you can have a brisa not like me. I have a tana de mesayele. Thus, it's tiyufta de Rav Nachum by Yitzchak for sure. Because if Rav Shimon doesn't hold of a psul nishbach by mincha, muzayin, there's no din kabbal. It's a riot, Rav Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia for sure. Because if Rav Shimon holds that it has to get on the mizbeach from the right hand, is it a tiyufta on Rabbi Yanai? It's a kasher on Rabbi Yanai. It's a brisa not like Rabbi Yanai, but it's not tiyufta. Tiyufta means Rabbi Yana is upgefrak. Rabbi Yana is not upgefrak, because as much as this Bryce is not like him, the poshet, the simple reading of the Bryce that the Gemara brought right in the beginning of the sugya is like him. Thus, although Rabbi Yana is an Amoira, he can't take on a Bryce, but if he has a Tana de Messiah, then no worries. Either way, the last part of the Bryce was, incidentally, we have to at least acknowledge that the Gemara just discussed Psul Nishbach in the context of a Mincha, and Rabbi Chaim Briska is a tremendous yesod in how Psul Nishbach works from this, because Reb Chaim understood that based on the simple understanding of how Nishbach works, really Nishbach should be unique and exclusive to a Zevach and not to a Mincha. So that as much as there is an equivalent thereof to the Avodas HaKabbalah by a Mincha, but still Reb Chaim felt that the Poshet understanding of how Nishbach works should exclude Mincha. He spoke about this in great detail. He referred to the Shurim and Masechta Zvachim, I believe it was on Daf Chaf Hei, for sure, that's the sugya of Nishbach. So in the end of Daf Chaf Hei, we went through an Arichos, we went through Reb Chaim and Briska, we had a little bit of a tumult offline, exactly how to understand Reb Chaim, but the bottom line is, it's a fester Reb Chaim and Sefer, Ayin Shal, says the Gemara, Hikter Kumtza, Pamayin Kshera. So the Mishnah says that the Kohen, when he's Machta the Koimitz, doesn't have to be Machta the whole Koimitz in one shot. If he wants, he could do it Pamayin. He could do it Smeshtemo, says the Gemara, Meshuv and Levi, Pamayim, V'loi Pamayim, Pamayim. Twice, but not three times. No, Pamayim, V'afilu, Pamayim, Pamayim. My Benayo, I mean, Mishnah says two. So like, what's this all based on? I'm Rav Zeri, Yesh Koyim, Es Pachas, V'shnei Zeisen, V'yesh HaKtar, P'chus, M'kizai, Zeg Benayim. Really, this Machlokes is hinging on two things. Number one, could the koimitz be less than two zeisim? Is it possible that the sheer koimitz was ever less than two zeisim? Number two, is a maisa haktara of pachas mikazayis a maisa haktara? Reb Shua ben Levi sava, Reb Shua ben Levi held, ein koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. The minimum sheer koimitz is always going to be two zeisim. Ein haktara pachas mikazayis. And the minimum sheer haktara is always going to be a kazayis. Thus, Reb Shua ben Levi held that presumably the idea of being able to be makta the koimitz twice is because each haktara is going to be chashav. Each haktara is going to have a kazayis, for sure. Because the koimitz is going to be at least two zeisim. If you break it into two, each haktara will be at least a kazayis. That's why it's good. But if you're going to break it into three, then each haktara will be less than a kazayis. Reb Shulman Levi holds you can't have haktara less than a kazayis. Reb Yechanan Tzavar, no. Yesh koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. It's possible to have a koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. What does that mean? That means if the Mishnah says you can break it into two, by definition, each haktara is less than a kazayis. Thus, it's muchach yesh haktara puchas mishnei kazayis. And if yesh haktara puchas mishnei kazayis, then maybe you could do three, you could do four. There's no reason, there's nothing pulling me in the direction of saying that when the Mishnah said two, it meant Dafka two. It's for that reason the halach is going to be that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halach is, it's Pamayim Va'afilu Pame Pamayim. Lomdis, Viter, or light red? What's that? Right. Ah, what the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. Ah, yes, the Gemara Vayta. Itmar koimetz me'emosai matis shirayim ba'achilo. So the Akhtaras HaKoimetz accomplished two things. It was the matter. It was the equivalent thereof of the Zerika. And it was also it was the Meratza. It was also the matis shirayim ba'achilo. So we have a Machlokes HaMeiraim. At what point in the Akhtara of the Koimetz did the shirayim become muta ba'achilo? So Koimetz me'emosai matis shirayim ba'achilo. Rabbi Chanina oimeh mishamashal ba'yasar. Rabbi Chanina said, as soon as the Koimetz, the fire touches the Koimetz, at that point the shirayim are muta ba'achilo. Rabbi Yechanan says, mishatatzis ba'yasar berubai. No, you need that the majority of the Koimetz should have been consumed. So is it enough that it touches, makes contact with the fire? Or do you need mishatatzis ba'yasar berubai? I'm going to explain to you the Makar to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan that says you need Mishatatzis Esa'or Berubai. On Makra, it's learned out from a Pasuk in Parshas Vayera from all places. The context over there is Stoim. Stoim goes up in smoke. And the pasuk says, "Vehine Allah kitar ha'aretz ke kitar hakifshan." The Torah uses the word kitar. That's a kachem word. That's a lashon of aktara. And the Torah, it describes the kitar, this pillar of smoke. It's ke kitar hakifshan. It's like the smoke that comes out of a fire. Now, in kifshan maila out of a oven. In kifshan maila kitar achetatsis arberubai. And an oven, when it gives off smoke, it's not because the food that you put in on the fire that's in the oven just touched it. No. It's because it's knocking, right? That's why there's this smoke. So if the haktara is described in the Torah as kitar hakivshan, then that is the definition of haktara. Thus, it must be the koimetz meimas ematish rain bachila. It's mishatatz rabbi amalei ravin by rav adal rava amri talmidach. I heard from your talmidim who say in the name of Rav Amram Tanya. We went to the price in liyelo dvarim shadarku the kar balayla kigay nevarim uptarim shemadam akhtim revaya shemesh umesach levalchem kolalayla kula. Anything that has a din to go on the mizbeach at night, such as aktara, right? Aktara was done at night. Myriv is keneged, tfilas myriv is keneged, aktar zemur. It was done at night. So those things have a din to be on the mizbeach the entire night. Implications in halacha as discussed in Masech Tzvacha. What about things who have a din to go on the mizbeach during the day? Could go in akoymes. Kmitza had to be, right? Aktar's akoymes had to be done during the day. Va'alavoyna, v'hakitoyres, u'minchas koyer, minchas koyer, mishuk minchas esachet. Shemal b'tir v'yashemesh. How do you know that those things you could put up at night? So how do you know that things that have to go on the mizbeach a day, you're supposed to put at night? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, I'm redacting the karbayoy. You just said these are things that you put on the mizbeach during the day, not at night, right? The Gemara is interrupting the brisa just to understand pashup shot. What it means is in bay hashemesh, these things that have to be put on during the day. How do you know that they could be put on at any time during the day, even in bay hashemesh, literally as this ichaper right a second before shkia? That's also good. Okay, how do you know that those things are misak mevalch and kalal lay leminayin? How do you know that they have the same din to be on the mizbeach all night? Tamalim is lois teresa oila ripa. What do you see from here? You see that dvar, we just need one part of this price. Things that have a din to go on the mizbeach during the day, such as koimet, that's asher nogea le'inyonenu, could be put in by Hashemesh. Literally, you can wait till Rabbeinu Tam's man, as the sun is steadying, it's 72 minutes, it's achtel. The very last second, you can chapa rain the aktaras akoymetz, you're going to be good. What's the kasha? The kasha is if the definition of aktaras akoymetz is, mishetatzis ha'ar berubay, is it possible to be matzis ha'ar berubay in such a short period of time? Freik the Gemara, v'am bay Hashemesh l'mishkachas lo shetatzis ha'ar berubay. But the Gemara says like kasha, kan likloit, kan lahater. Nobody said that you can't be makta the mizbeach right before shkia. You could be makta the koimetz right before shkia. You could put the koimetz on the second before shkia, and you yoytze the koimetz. It's not going to be psolina. You're fine. You have nothing to worry about it. Lina b'reisha mizbeach. That's not an issue. What we're discussing is when is the shirayim mota b'achila. For that, you have to wait. Asher tatzis ha'ar berubay. Meaning, Rabbi Yechanan's not saying there's no chafta of haktara or a haschalas a haktara. As soon as the koimetz makes contact with the fire, it is considered a haschala. You won't have psolina; it could stay on the mizbeach, and you have this din of it remaining on the mizbeach the entire night. What we're saying is that the shirayim are physically not going to be motel achila until there's ready a hemshach of the haktara. Mishatatzis ha'ar be'erub. Lozem asking on the vayah shemesh. Lozem said no. The Mishnah means literally. Mishnah is discussing, or that brisa is discussing things that have a din to go on the mizbeach during the day. That if they were put on the mizbeach at night, they have a din to remain on the mizbeach at night. What's the kasha? If they have to be put on the mizbeach during the day, then how are you putting them on the mizbeach at night? It's talking about when you put it on during the day, and then they jumped off. There's a din to put it back on at night and leave it there all night. How could you say that Rabbi Yanai explained the Braisa, that the Braisa is discussing poikin? One of the things mentioned in the Braisa was Keteris. And by Keteris, there is no poikin. Tony Reb Chia, Bar Min Yumi, B'Devei Reb Elazar Ben Yaakov. How do you know there's no poikin by the Keteris? Meaning if the Keteris fell off the Mizbech, there's no din to put it back on. Because it says, Asher Toichalo Eish Esa Oila Ala Mizbech. And we learn from there, Ikulei Oila Ata Machzer, V'Ata Machzer Ikulei Keteris. Says the Gemara, Sami Mikan Keteris, take the word Keteris, out of that, Braisa Excel. So I think we're going to go with the Lumbus over the light raid, and maybe we'll speak out the light raid tomorrow. So the theme of today's daf is hard raid and lumdis. So just one more lumdis, which really touches on today's daf, but it really touches on a lot of the sugyas that we've learned together, and it's a classic briskerov in Sefer in Hilchis Psulei HaMikdashim, page 96. Either way, remember the tshuva from the Divrei Yoel? But the Divrei Yoel discussed if it's okay to put on matzevis numbers, right? The Chevra Kadisha wanted to know, and the cemeteries, the unions, right? So they cataloged the matzevis, they put numbers on it. And Ram Shik wrote tshuvas about not having any language other than Lashon Kodesh on a matzeva. And the question is, what about numbers? Are numbers okay? And Divrei Yoel wrote a long tshuva. It's like 10 pages long, where he discussed numbers. And one of his rayas is that Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Yaivitz screams about writing and, you know, Belushin Laz. This was one of Rabbi Yaakov Emden's themes. And in the Siddur Yaivitz, they have numbers on tap. Skirov Seif also has numbers. You have page 96 on the right side and Daf Mem Test on the left side. But either way, it's in the Rav and Sefer, page 96. But we digress. Either way, so we discussed over here, the Mishnah said that you could take the Koimetz and you could be makderit pamayim. Tzim eshtemo and tzim tzveitemo. That's going to be okay. A shayla. We know this machlik is Remeir in the Chachamim. Mefaglim b'chatzi mater, or ein mefaglim b'chatzi mater. Remeir says a shita that if a kohen would have a machsheves pigel, even while he was doing a chatzi mater, he was being makta the koimetz, he had a machsheves pigel, but he didn't have the same machshava while he was being makta the levoino. He had a machsheves pigel during the shchita of one of the two simanim. Is it a machsheves pigel, or is it not a machsheves pigel? Machlik is Remeir in the Chachamim. What would be if a kohen did the haktores hakoimetz in two shots? He did a pamayim, like the Mishnah says, is okay. And he had a machsheves pigel while he was being makter half the koimetz, but not while he was being makter the other half of the koimetz. Is that going to be okay according to Remeir that holds mefaglim b'chatzi mater, or not according to the Chachamim that holds mefaglim b'chatzi mater? Of course it's not going to be okay. The question is that according to Remeir that holds mefaglim b'chatzi mater, so just like you could have a machsheves pigel and haktaras hakoimetz, even if you weren't mefagel and daktar salavayna, so maybe the same is true. You can have a machsheves pigel if you were mefagel during chatzi of the koimetz, even though you weren't mefagel during the other half of the koimetz. Now the truth is, it's a mefurish gemara. There's nothing to think about. It's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says, you know, you have to be a sinai for this, not an agahar. The gemara says that according to Rameya that holds mefagel lichatzi matir, but at least you have to be mefagel in the entire koimetz. So even though it's a mishnah, you could be makter pamayim, but you would have to be mefagel in both of the pamayim in order to be able to have pigel according to Rameir. Meaning, even Rameir that holds mefagel b'chatzi matir, but at the very least, you need the entire koimetz. Half a koimetz is worse than shchita semen echad. It's worse than being mefagel in the koimetz and not being mefagel in the levoina. It's based on that. Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, made a beautiful diyuk in the Gemara. So one of the cases that the Gemara brings when it discusses machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim is the Kohen Gadol was doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And Loyaleinu on Yom Kippur, he had a machsheves pigel. Says the Gemara, pigel barishayna bishniyo bishlishes. Rishayna means the avodas that were done bein abadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shniya means the avodas that were done on the paroiches. Shlishes means the avodas that were done on the mizbeach haplimi. So whether it was the first set, the second set, or the third set of the mem gimel hazois that were done on Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol had a machsheves, according to Rameir, mefagel b'chatzi matir, it's going to be pigel. According to Chama, mefagel b'chatzi matir, it's not going to be pigel. And Tosfos makes the deal. Tosfos says it sounds like that even according to Rameir, that holds that mefagel b'chatzi matir, but at least you have to have the machshav in the first set, or the second set, or the third set. Rameir's lashon is pigel b'rishoyna, b'shniya u'b'shlishas. But let's say you'd be mefagel during one of the hazoyas of the rishoyna, or one of the hazoyas of the shniya, one of the hazoyas of the shlishas. It sounds like, says Tosfos, that wouldn't be a machsheves pigel. And Tosfos says, what's pshat? Says Tosfos, you know what pshat is? It's because the Gemara must think that one of the hazoyas of Bein Habadim are the equivalent of a chatzi koimetz. And one of the hazois of the paroiches are the equivalent of a chatzi koimetz. And just like a mayor who holds mefagel and a chatzi matir is moida, that you can't be mefagel and a chatzi koimetz if it was hikter koimetz pamayim, although the Mishnah says it's kosher. Today's daf. Menachas chavav amenal. But at the same time, the Gemara says in the Perek Beshamay Mesach Tezvachim that even Rameir holds mefagel and a chatzi matir would hold you can't be mefagel. So one hazoah would be the equivalent thereof of a chatzi koimetz. And the Brisker Rav in Sefer asks a gevaldige kasha on Tosfos from another Tosfos. A Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Lamed Ches. Tosfos over there is discussing the machlekes Beshamay and Besil right at the beginning of Perek Beshamay and Mesach Tezvachim regarding how many zrikos are ma'akiv when it comes to the kar mechatas that was brought on the Mizbeach Achitzain. But Shitas Beis Hillel is that every single carbon, whether it was an Oila, or whether it was an Asham, or whether it was a Shlamim, or whether it was a Chatas, the halacha is, as long as the carbon was born in the Mizbech HaChitzayim, only one Zrikas Ma'akev. B'Shamay says no, that when it comes to the Zrikas, or Hazais, that were put in the Mizbech HaChitzayim, over there the halacha is, you're going to need to. Says Tosfos, that coin to Remeir that holds Mefaglon B'Chatzim Mater, Aliba de Beis Shamay, if a Koyim would have a Machshavas Pigle, during one of the two Zrikas that were put in the Mizbech HaChitzayim, it would be Pigle. According to the Chachamim, it'd be a Chatzimata. But according to a mayor that holds Mefaglum a Chatzimata, it would be a Zrika. And Freita Beskarov, it's Sarachin Gadol. What's the difference between being Mefagel in one of the two Zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that Tosfos says, according to Beis Shammai, we're both a Ma'akev. According to a mayor, Mefaglum a Chatzimata, versus Pigo Berishayna B'Shnei B'Shlishes, where Tosfos feels he has a dig in the Gemara Menachos Daf Tezayin and Aleph, which is also in other places in Shas, where it's mashma that a coin made after mefagel in a set. But if you just be mefagel in one hazah, it wouldn't be enough. And Tosfos says, because it's daimet tachatzi koimetz. So man of shach, if the hazahs of the mem gemal hazahs are daimet tachatzi koimetz, then why are the two zrikas or one of the two zrikas also not daimet tachatzi koimetz when it comes to the chatos that was put on the mezbeich hachitzayin according to Beis Shammai? Says the Briskerov, Hashem Avur Bazeh, Vahanira Loimer Bazeh, the Shani Chatzi Matonis de Pnim, Mi Matona Achas de Chatas Aliba de Beshama. And the Briskerov goes on, Ba'arichos Kedarke Bekoidish, to explain very beautifully and very eloquently a very, very fundamental difference. Says the Briskerov, this that is Allah according to Beshama, that you knew two Zrikas by a Chatas, the one in Mizbech HaChitzayin. The reason you need two Zrikas is Mitzah the carbon. The carbon's Mechayev two Zrikas, meaning, a carbon, in order for it to be brought behechsher, needs zrika. How many zrikas? One. By the chatas, Beis Shammai holds, it needs two. There's a din that in order for this carbon to be brought properly, you need not one zrika, you need two zrikas. But the din shnayim is mitzad the carbon. It's the hechsher carbon that's mechayev, not one zrika, two zrikas. Each zrika in and of itself is fine. V'haraya, a zrika, one zrika is fine. Every carbon of zrika is fine. When it comes here, you need two of those. One's not enough, you need two. But the din shnayim is mernit mitzad the carbon. When it comes to the hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, says the Briskerov, over there, the reason you need a set is because each zrika in and of itself is only a halba maisa. You need the minyan mitzad the zrikas themselves. Meaning, one without the other is not a zrika. The zrika shlema is when you do all the requisite zrikas. If you do one, the chesaron is not just mitzad the carbon, that the carbon doesn't have enough. It's mitzad the cheftzef in the zrika. The zrika, although it's being done in multiple actions, but really all these actions make up one cheftza of a zrika. So that if you're missing, you didn't do the actual zrika. Rameir holds mefaglum b'chatzimater, but at the very least, it has to be a complete avoida. So says Tosfos that even Beis Shammai that holds that you need two zrikas when it comes to the mizbeach hachitzon. But each zrika is a zrika for itself. Does it mean that each zrika is a zrika for itself, even though it's a chatzimater? According to Rameir, that holds mefaglum b'chatzimater, it can be mefaglum such a zrika. But when it comes to the mizbeach hapnimi, over there the minyan hazois, the mechayev is not mitzad the carbon. That too, but the mechayev is mitzad the chavtz of the zrika. The zrikas need each other. Because if you do one and not the other, you didn't do a complete Maisa Zrika. If I didn't do a complete Maisa Zrika, says Tosfos, if I'm going to draw an analogy from Shas, as it relates to Shittas Reb Meir, the best analogy I have is a Chatzi Koimetz. A Chatzi Koimetz, it's a Maisa, it's a physical act, but it's a Halba Maisa. Because at the end of the day, the Cheftza of the Haktaras HaKoimetz is the entire Koimetz. And being that I only did half of it, and each one needs the other, as a result, it's worse. Then one zrika alibet Beis Shammai by the chatas chitzayna. What it is a half an avoida. If it's a half avoida over there, even a mayor is going to hold a mefagel mechatzi mat. Now the truth is, it's kedai to see the Briskerov inside, and the Briskerov over there really says that. I mean, I'm oversimplifying it, but the Briskerov over there really says his yesoid not regarding all the hazois that were done on the mizbeach hapnimi, but he says it primarily with regards to the hazois that were done on Bein Abadim, the hazois that were done on the Pereches, the hazoyis that had a din matan sheva or matan shmoin, achas lamayla v'sheva lamata, which was seven or eight, machlokes in the Gemara. But the point is, it was with regards to the matan sheva. That's what Rishon Lezion refers to it as. It's regarding the matan sheva. The matan sheva had a din that all seven hazoyis made up one hazoy, as opposed to the hazoyis that were done on the mizbeach achitzon, where each one was an independent hazoy for itself. It's just that the carbon required one, and then another one, and another one, and then another one. But Rishon Lezion says that what's the makar to this idea? I mean, where's the comfort? You can't just make up such a yisoy. So what's the makar to this idea? He says the makar is that we know the kacha yomayna, right? Kangodim used to count when he did the matan sheva. Why was he counting? He was counting because it was a unit. It had to be a unit. It couldn't be one and then another one. It's the din minyan. It's over there, says the Brisker Rav, that there's a giloy, that there's a revelation, there's a mafteach, that it's a package, exactly. It's a set, it's a unit. It's seven that really make up one. One of the things the Brisker Rav says is unbelievable. One of the most sosim gemaras in the entire Masechtas Vachim. The gemara over there is discussing that even though it's Machoy B'Shaim B'Shil, as relates to the chattas, the one in the Mezbech HaChitzayim, whether how many are ma'akid, the soul says you only need one, like an ordinary carbon, B'Shaim says you need two. But when it comes to the Mezbech HaPnimi, everybody agrees that all dalad were ma'akid. Listen to a gemara. Tan Rabbanon, va'asa kasher asa. It says it by the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos to teach me that even though ordinarily one zrik is ma'akiv, when it comes to the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, all four are ma'akiv. Ele matan sheva shema'akiv, says the Gemara. I would think only matan sheva. Maybe only the part of the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, the one of the Pereiches, the matan sheva, because you find that it's ma'akiv in other places. Matan dalid minayin. How about, how do you know matan dalid? Talmud loymar, ken yasa. It's learned out from ken yasa. Hear a gemara? We're bringing a makar in the pasuk that discusses chatas pnimi, that the hazoy is ma'akiv. But says the gemara, one limud would only teach me the matan sheva. Right, every chatas pnimi also had dam that went on the parochas. So there was the matan sheva component, and then there was the matan dalit component. So maybe only the matan sheva is ma'akiv. Why would you think the matan sheva? Because it's always ma'akiv, the matan sheva. So maybe it's the matan sheva. How do you know the matan dalit? I have a second pasuk. I'm skipping the daf mem amar aleph masech tzvachim. That was a gemara in the bottom of lama tesla amar aleph. Jumping to daf mem, the gemara is now going back and analyzing this part of the brayso. Oh mama, in the yellow matan sheva shema akvis b'chol makim. Heicha, what's this chol makim? Where do you find everywhere? Everywhere matan sheva is ma'akiv. Where? Amar apapa, two places. Bepara, when it comes to the para aduma, ubinegoyim. So Garashi, but Parah it says v'hiza umleichach pnei yomayit. That's the avoid of the para aduma v'kosav, and it says in the parsha of para aduma chuka. And chukka, we know, always means la'akiv. What does negayim mean? It's referring to the loik shemesh ha-metzayra, where it says, v'hizem in Hashem ebetzboi, and then it says, zois tia teiras ha-metzayra, v'chol avoy elikuva. Herz tamaisa? So I have a limud in the parasha of the chatas pinimi that tells me that ta'azoy is ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, I have a limud that tells me it's ma'akiv. Maybe it only means the man sheva. Maybe the seven hazoys that were done on the parochas, but you mean b'chal makar? I know when it comes to the parah aduma, matan sheva is ma'akiv. Says chuka. I know when it comes to the like shemen shal mitzayra, the matan sheva is ma'akiv. How do I know? Because it says zois tia tayrus ha mitzayra. Havaya is always likuva. So maybe this limud of va'asa kasher also is always also referring to the matan sheva. Break the brisker up. What's shy? What's one have to do with the other? By the parah aduma, it says chuka. By the negayim, it says zois tia. Over here, it just says kasher also kenosa mechatesi. It should be referring more to the matan sheva than to the matan dalit. Like, what's this for? What's pashup shah? How do you even read the gemara? It's sisrei tyra. This gemara is sisrei tyra. The gemara says that being that you find beparu benegoy matan sheva is ma'akim. Maybe here it's also matan sheva. Says the brisker Rav. Does the gemara mean what? It's the match, the lucky number seven. That's what we mean of it. Oh, it's seven. Seven you find is ma'akiv. So it's gzeira shava. Every time you find seven, the 7 days of the week. So that we're gonna stop playing the seven game, right? That what is this? What's pasha? How do you understand the gemara? There's something. There's matan sheva. There's a magic to matan sheva. Zok the brisker Rav. It's half of a fella. This gemara, which bemuscharishin the sisrei tyra, is so mavur lefihana because it's mavur that every matan sheva brings it from the shagasari and gursari. Matan sheva always had a din minyan. You always had a count. Achas, shtayim, shalosh, arba. There was always a vaka. Every matan sheva had a din vakacha yamayna. Is memela solke daitachamina that if the tyra was megala ikuv when it comes to the chatas panimi, you know which chelik of the chatas panimi were probably referring to? We're probably referring to the matan sheva. Because by the matan sheva, there's a din minyan, which means that each zrika needs each other. One hazah is a hoba maisa. It's a chatzit koimetz. So if it's a chatzit koimetz, maybe that's what the din ikuv is coming to tell me. It's tell me dafka by the matan sheva. We're one without the other is nothing. Vahar raya, because it's a din minyan. So that tells me it's a unit. So if I find the halach of the ikuv, so mehecha tesi say that all the dalit hazahs are ma'akiv more by the chatzit panimi than it is by the chatzit chitzayin or by any other koimetz. It's not mistaber. Either is a din ikuv. That's probably referring to the Matan Sheva. What do you mean Matan Sheva? Yeah, because Matan Sheva, there's a din minyan. And you find in other places where there's a din Matan Sheva, it's ma'akiv. Zoysay Meris, that's a gili how you understand the din minyan. That means the din minyan's telling me I chab garnished unless I do all of it. So, yeah, you're right, there's no din ikuv when it comes to a carbon. That means as long as I do one zrika, it's enough. But by Matan Sheva, if I don't do Sheva, I didn't do one zrika. So that was the havamina, that it should be a din of Matan Sheva. The havamina should be Matan Sheva's, yeah, it's dafka because it's not that there's a magic to the number seven. It's that Matan Sheva has a din minyan, which tells me that without doing seven, I don't have a zrika. So it's true, one zrika is ma'akev. But here, maybe all seven is one. So maybe that's all the din ikuv is coming to tell me. Maybe the va'asa kasher asa that it says over here is the same as the din chukah that the Torah said by the parah adum. It's the same as the din tia, as the Torah said when it comes to the metzayra. Either way, half of a fella, the Brisker Rav, again, page 96. It's worth seeing inside.